Leaving aside the question of the essential approvability of your application in these circumstances, and just focusing for the moment on the process relating to your application for both a change of sponsorship and an extension at the same time. Effectively, if your application to change your sponsorship has been submitted before the 7th of June, it'll be treated as an extension application and a change of sponsorship application. On the other hand, if the application is submitted after the 7th of June, it will be treated as a completely new application. And either way, the employment visa approvability test will be applied and the consideration exercise en route to finalisation is exactly the same. That is, you're going to have to show that you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available in Hong Kong. And in all the circumstances of the case, the employer is justified in engaging your services as opposed to the services of a suitably qualified local candidate, because you haven't provided me with sufficient information to provide you with exact detail as to your likely experience in the consideration exercise. I'll just leave it by saying that from what you've described, it would appear that there is the necessary nexus between your old job and your new job to be able to get the Immigration Department to buy into your argument that you should be granted the permissions that you're looking for. Now, in terms of the way that your application will be treated, if you submit your application before your current visa expires, the Immigration Department will treat you as having an active case through to finalisation of the application, and you won't get any new period of stay endorsed in your passport until the Immigration Department have finalise your application. And what this means is that you kind of go into a bit of a limbo land without any valid period of stay reflected in your passport, meaning that you can only leave Hong Kong during this time if you go back to the Immigration Department and get a what's known as a departure memo that will allow you to exit through the border without any problems. And when you do eventually return to Hong Kong, you'll be granted a visitor visa at the point of re-entry, and you'll hold that status until your change of sponsorship application has been finally approved. On the other hand, if you submit your application after the 7th of June, you'll be granted an entry visa label upon approval. And what this means is that effectively, on the 7th of June, you're going to have to make an exit from Hong Kong, go to Macau, for example, and then come back in as a visitor. And you hold that status until your new employment visa is approved under the sponsorship of your new employer. And at that point, you exit Hong Kong to relinquish the visitor visa that you got when you came in from Macau, and then re-enter one more time with your new employment visa having been placed on a new page in your passport just prior to relocating into Hong Kong. So there you have it. You're going to get where you need to go, I believe, given what you've cited in your question. But it is a bit of an administrative kerfuffle to finalise this process. But I wish you all the best anyway.